How's your folks?
They're doing great.
Yeah.
We see them actually quite often on Saturdays.
That's great.
That's a G. That's lower than most of what you're singing there.
Yeah.
So what I want you to do, let's just go ahead and sing it with that tone.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to sing maybe a little too loud to you.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's work with that first. And I don't know if we want to solve a problem today. It's probably something you need to work with. The question would be, should I use more chest mix to...
So I've never been formally trained, so I don't always know where I'm singing from, but, you know, you could probably say, oh yeah, that's your chest voice. What you're doing right now is what you're
saying. Well,
when
you said hello, yeah, that was your chest voice.
Okay.
So you want to kind of go with that tone at the beginning.
Okay.
That's one solution.
Okay.
Another is you can lighten it up like you did the first time, but you got to get closer to the mic.
Okay.
So it's a mic issue.
Okay.
And it just depends on how you want it to. I mean, there would be two different emotions, I think, with both voices. So you have to decide on that the way you want it. So let's do it with a more forthright projective kind of quality here, okay?
Can you give me an example of the difference?
So. Well, and of course, when I'm using it, it's not my chest voice.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing it at higher range. But he who healed our... I'm just going to do it down low.
Okay.
He who healed our sorrows. Say it that way. Low, in your low voice. Just say it.
He who healed our sorrows.
Good. Now, elongate a little bit so you can just feel the chest
voice. He who healed our sorrows.
Right.
Okay.
It's kind of almost a... I know it. When you speak it, it's a little spooky, isn't it?
Yeah.
To do it that way. But he who healed our sorrows. Do it that way. It's kind of a ghost voice.
He who healed our sorrows.
Now, just give her a D and just play the melody with her. Go.
He who healed our sorrows.
Stay in that all the way. Just stay closer to the mic.
Okay.
Just get closer to the mic now and sing that. And you can go ahead and play the...
What I was doing before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
He who healed our sorrows, he was bruised and broken. He was loved no
sorrows.
He who healed our sorrows.
There we go. Now, put that on It's a word that would demand a little bit more of an aggressive approach.
Okay.
Right? Here we go. Hear despair.
Hear despair cries bold.
It
does it.
Can
it helps.
You feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get out of the singing mode
okay.
and get more into the just how you would say it.
Hear despair cries boldly, claiming this its victory. Sweeter peace enfolds me. Yeah.
You just demonstrated right
okay.
there in your speaking voice.
Okay.
Say it again.
Here.
Here. A little lower.
Here.
Say it again.
Here.
Okay. Put that on pitch. Go.
Here. Yeah, let's sing it.
Say it. Well, don't even think you're going to sing it until you
Here.
Get
it. Here. Ah, okay.
Here.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Here.
Your brain tells you, I've got to mix it down here just so that I'll continue to sound lovely.
Yeah.
And so you still sound lovely if you don't mix it, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Now, my preference, I don't know, take a vote if you want, but what do y'all want?
What are our options?
I think it's lovely either way. I really, really do. I think it's lovely either way. I love the softer mix because it adds a little bit more to the arc of the whole song.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love the color of a darker mix also at the beginning. So I think if you can play with that and get the tone that Mark's asking for, but maybe just a little less volume maybe, would give you the arc that you're looking for, but still the color of the darker mix.
So what you have to do first of all is just practice your chest voice and get your chest voice going. And then you learn to adjust your volume within that framework.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It takes support, believe it or not. It takes support. So my preference is I like the more dramatic quality. I like the chest voice
mm-hmm.
in there. I would go for that. And yes, I agree with Serenity that you need to find a way to control the volume without going. What shall I describe it? Hazy in your tone? It gets a little
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not getting louder. I'm just getting, I have more depth in my tone.
Okay.
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 Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because I know when I go hazy.
So if you want the quick fix, is just practice saying those things as low as you can in your voice, draw them out, okay? Then try them a little softer and see if you can maintain that quality as you go through.
Okay.
I was a liar before. I had looked at the wrong clock. So you still have about 4 minutes now.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So, and so when you get down to measure 30, the first time you say here is hope.
Here is hope.
How do you want, I'll ask you, how do you want her to fade away as the choir comes in, or do you want her to hope is an important word, and that's...
It depends on which one we're talking about. There's one where she needs to sail over the choir. Oh yeah, so she can fade away on that one.
Okay. So, but start it so that you have somewhere to go from.
Yeah.
So again, that's another one where I would tell you to put a little more chest mix in it if you can.
Here is hope.
Let's see what happens when you do that. I can't demonstrate that. Go.
Here.
Breathe. she, you did what just what Serenity was telling you to do, right? You stayed in that framework of that voice. I love the richness.
Yeah.
It's something that you haven't really discovered about your vocal instrument yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that can add an element, not only at this range, but in your upper range too, okay?
Okay.
So let's go back to, or not back, let's go forward to the place where you're going from the bottom G, this is at the top, you have the same page as page 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, there we go, okay? So, and this is the place that goes into that area where I felt you were just really secure.
Okay.
I was just sitting there. We were sailing.
Okay, good.
Okay, all right. All right. So, but let's see if you can start in that first G, and then let's see what happens as you go, as you terrace higher and higher.
Okay.
With
I'm still trying to stay there?
I'm not even going to tell you what to do.
Okay.
In other words, you may shift up
okay.
into that kind of, I don't know if it's a mix or...
Yeah.
It was pretty, there was a belt, definitely
okay.
a belt
yeah.
element in it. But
okay.
let's just start with the low chest voice and see how that works, if that has any positive or negative effect as you go up to the higher register. Okay. Here, say it.
Here.
Lower.
Here.
Go.
Here.
More.
Here.
It's still a belt, and it worked for you.
Yes.
But I loved that.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow. It just filled the room.
That was goose pimply.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Let's
end on a good thing.
Why not? Yeah. So just work with that.
Okay.
All right. If you can discover it for yourself, but you have to practice. Using that voice that you're not quite as familiar with.
Yes. Okay.
That part of
yes. Okay. All right. Thank you.